July 25th, if everyone would stand for the pledge.
To the flag, United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, justice for all. Dear Lord, bless the decisions of the body, guide us tonight. Well, amen.
We have roll call.
Shirley Brooks.
Here.
Kim Sullivan. Dan Ravalet.
Here.
Jim Westfall.
Here.
Scott Brown.
Here.
Patton.
Here.
Ryan Brooks.
Here.
Adoption of the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to adopt the agenda as presented.
Rose.
Yes.
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 Scott Brown.
Yes.
Yes.
Ryan Brooks.
Yes.
Agenda is adopted by a vote of 7. Approval of the minutes from July 11th.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to approve the minutes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Patton.
Yes.
Ryan Brooks.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
They're approved by unanimous. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. I was going to mention next Sunday, there is the solar powered cars that will be coming through to George Rogers Clark Park. I think they're starting in South Dakota, make a 100-mile trip, but they will be here the 31st Sunday. I think they're arriving between the hours of 10 and 6. So, and they'll be here overnight, so that'll be pretty interesting to go see down to the memorial. Anything else?
I'd like to compliment the Park and Recreation Department on the kids try. Very good turnout, probably 104 kids, and it went real smooth, and the YMCA and other sponsors.
All right, we'll move on to committee chair report.
The solid waste.
Not report of city officers.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. I just had a couple things quickly. Number one, we have our National Night Out tomorrow. I know a lot of you have come out for that in the past. Should be a big event. It's going to be pretty hot, so swimming will be good. But I wanted to invite all of you to come out for that event. The second thing, I talked with the Board of Works today about Denny Holt, Major Denny Holt. He's in the drop program and will be retiring shortly after the first of the year. And what I'm asking is, we have the three positions that have been open that we're currently trying to get filled. But what I would like to do is go ahead and start that fourth officer that will be coming about as well. In the training so that they can go to the academy at the same time as the other three officers end of January, beginning of February. The money is in place in our salaries because of the lack of having those positions filled over the last several months while we're trying to get officers in those positions. And so at the end of the year, what I would do is ask to encumber that money from our salaries on to next year so that short time while Major Holt is still with us, we could pay for that extra officer that is actually his position. So I just wanted to bring that before you. And again, it's because we are three officers down now. We'll be four with him, and we're going to have a lot of officers training at once, and I'd like to get them on board and rolling as quick as we could so we don't get ourselves in a mess. Thank you.
What is that?
It's from 6 to 8 out at Rainbow Beach. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Were you going to mention the contest tonight? Is that why you're here? Okay, move on. We have no old business. We'll move to new business. First up is the reappointment to the Police Merit Board of Howard Hatcher.
I'd like to make the motion to reappoint Howard Hatcher to the Police Merit Board.
Second.
Motion by President Gross, second by Vice President Salters to reappoint Howard Hatcher to the Police Merit Board.
Do you want to make a speech or anything?
It should be the third time. Served 6 years so far. We started my 7th year serving with our commission. I think I've served under one of the best chiefs of police in the city's had, and I've seen him since the last 50 years.
Very good, Dusty. Motion?
3-year term.
Question?
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Wayne Patton?
Yes.
Brian Groh?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And by unanimous vote.
Thank you.
Next is ordinance 33-2016, additional appropriation ordinance from Edit in the amount of $14,144.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 33-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to have first reading of ordinance 33-2016.
Ordinance 33-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, containing sections 1 and 2, from Edit Planning Engineering, levy OCRA, $14,144.
Discussion.
Call for the question.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And first reading of ordinance 33-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 34-2016, additional appropriation ordinance from Edit in the amount of $22,564.
Make a motion to have first reading on 34-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to have first reading of ordinance 34-2016.
Ordinance 34-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2, both with Edit 2005.
Discussion.
You think we have John come and just give us a updated timeline? I know he's done that from time to time, just to let us know where we're at on the Heritage Trail and the second in Niblack. I know that we've had some holdups, CSX and things like that, as we've gone through the process. So I know we're getting closer to seeing things happen in those areas. I'd just like to know where we're at kind of with a timeline.
Okay.
And some blueprints.
Tell you that the Heritage Trail or Riverwalk is that project's moving. It should be completed yet this fall. Second Niblack, we will be awarding construction contracts in October for that project. The actual work getting started. Yeah. Right. Any other discussion?
Question?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And first reading of ordinance 34-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next, a statement of intent to apply for a grant from the Main Street Revitalization Program for the State Community Development Block Grant. This is actually the downtown facade.
Right.
I think they just need a motion and a second and vote.
Make a motion to approve the statement of intent to apply for a grant for the Main Street Revitalization Program.
Second.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Brown to move forward with the statement of intent for the downtown facade grant.
Do we need to mention we had a public hearing on that?
Pardon?
We need to mention we had a public hearing tonight on that.
We didn't.
There was a public
hearing. We didn't.
That's what you just had.
Right.
At 5:30 this evening. Right. That was what it was.
Yeah, I know that, but we didn't have it, did we? Okay. I mean, okay. Yes. Then we had a public hearing. I didn't take it that way.
And you might mention that all the comments made were in favor of this. Applying for these waters.
Right.
Okay.
Question.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Ray Chapman. Yes.
Brian
yes.
Rose.
Yes.
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 And that passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is Ordinance 35-2016, additional appropriation ordinance from Edit in the amount of $125,000 and from Riverboat of $100,000.
Make a motion to read Ordinance 35-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Westfall to have first reading of Ordinance 35-2016.
Ordinance 35-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, $125,000 from Edit.
New discussion, and I will explain what all this is for. If you remember back when I did the State of the City at the beginning of the year, there were several things that I outlined that I thought we should take a look at and appropriate money for, and these were three of those items. The first one being $75,000 to go towards youth sports. The plan is to award up to $25,000 per youth sports, which would be Cub League, girls softball, and soccer. The intent is for them to come in and meet and apply for these dollars and to show us what they're going to invest these dollars in their facilities. The hope is that if we did this for the next few years, that those facilities would be in a much better place, a lot better shape. You know, that's it involves the kids, the children, it's the future of Vincennes. We need to make sure that we have the proper things in place for our youth. Next is the $50,000 for the loft program. I'd mentioned that this program had initially started back under Mayor Mooney, I believe. It came about through Knox County, what was the program? Leadership program is where it came from. This attempt is to give dollars for downtown building owners to apply for, to put towards their own dollars to help make lofts in their upper floors of their buildings. My intent is that to get them to invest dollars in their buildings so that we don't end up with another 4th and Main where we're investing hundreds of thousands in tearing down that building, and now we've just got a lot sitting there hoping that somebody will buy and develop there. So the intent is to help downtown business owners to invest in their buildings and keep them up to where we're not tearing them down. And then the last is the $100,000, and that is for the walking track at Gregg Park. It is, 20-plus years old. You can go out there any given day, any time of the day, and you'll see that the public's using that facility. It's pretty much through those years the tree roots have grown up through the track, and it's really getting in bad shape. I don't know if Steve wants to speak to it, but to get that track back to where it needs to be with the new rubberized surface, it's going to be right at $100,000.
Steve Beeman, into the park. This goes along with all the things that we've been doing over the past, 12 years, but the mayor and this council, of improving the quality of life through Vincennes. The parks are not any more important than all the other departments, but we hold our own with them also. The walking trail was put in through a grant in 1997 and the generosity of the Vaughn family. Rebecca Vaughn has been on the Parks Board for going on close to 30 years now. Her and Dr. Emmert have been on since the early 80s. The commitment they made as a family to the city, And what the grant allowed us to do was put that trail in. And as the mayor said, there's not a day, 365 days a year that it's not used, even in the wintertime. Outside of the pool during the season and maybe the playgrounds, that walking track is the most used piece we have in all of our parks. I would hate to see something to where it wouldn't be fixed. The years, and the mayor said, the tree roots and everything. In the 12 years I've been here, we've replaced three or four sections. But we're at a point now where we might as well take it all out. We're also looking at some things on our own for some grants and maybe put some fitness pieces, like a fit trail, which is weight-resistant pieces, maybe 18,000 to 20,000 tops, eight stations around the trail itself. We've had people from my age, younger, and then also seniors that would like to see something like that also on that trail. So I hope this is something that you will get behind as you have all the other things that we have brought before you. Thank you.
Hey, Steve. This doesn't have anything to do with this, but tell us what's going on Main Street with your other program.
What are we doing on Main Street, Shirley? Help me.
Huh?
I said, help me out here. What's on Main Street? We have a lot going on.
Oh, Four Lakes.
Oh, Four Lakes.
the schools.
We're all speaking downtown.
Main Street.
I don't have anything to do with the loft program. I'm sorry. It's a good program, too. Four Lakes, we met with the RDC last Thursday and gave them an update. Larry Donovan has been helping us with the bids and things, and those are out as of maybe today or tomorrow. We hope to have them opened on the 12th, and then our board meeting the 17th, we hope to read those bids. And that will be for the two pieces that we are doing, the shelter house and the spray park. JP is working on bids and tying them all into the asphalt for the overlay of the basketball court, the tennis court, the sidewalks, and then the new parking lot. So I can't guarantee there'll be anything done at the end of the year, but definitely by the spring, all those pieces will be out there. And it all ties in, I think, with that neighborhood and that part of town with what's going on with the schools. Vigo is being transformed. You see the investment from you guys and from the RDC into Four Lakes. And I think we'll come back to you in another year or so and say Leicester Square, because we've had that conversation. People see what's going on. Greg Park, Chicago Park was done about 12 years ago, 15 mm-hmm. years ago with the Wabash River Heritage Corridor grant. So it's kind of there. But Leicester Square, I think, will be the next place that we'll look for. Then you can say for the next 20 to 30 years, you've had the park systems upgraded. So
good.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Be good.
Other discussion?
Maybe in the future we could kind of separate some of these. I see some of these in our ordinance that go together, and some, like, I do have some concerns with it, and I'm sure I can meet and discuss these with those behind it. The youth sports, we've got top line facilities, so to be able to keep them going, this will be a nice shot in the arm for our youth sports facility. Steve's right. I mean, there's not a day that you don't drive past rain, sleet, snow, the hottest days, the coldest days, that there are people out there on those tracks. The one I do have a concern with, and it doesn't mean I have concern with anything else what's going on with downtown, but it's more of a maybe kind of a – I just have a real hard time with public money into kind of private housing. That's the only concern that I've had with this. And when you kind of look at things with the loft program, this is something I want to see succeed, and I want to see happen, and I want to see all these things that we've discussed and that cornucopia of plans that we've seen with the downtown project. I want to see all this stuff come to fruition. But when it comes to kind of putting public money into private housing, you got to weigh some of the things that we do. Like, I mean, are there any other community needs that $50,000 could go to? You look at it, that could fill some part-time jobs that we have. Those could fill, that's a full-time salary. That's a half a mile of road. And I think I'll just need to get with Ellen and discuss this, because the program, it was with Mooney originally, right?
Yes.
It didn't succeed, and there were some issues that would happen. I know a lot of that had to do with some of the financial issues that we saw in 2008 that eventually caused some issues with that. And I was younger then, so I wasn't paying as close attention as I was now. But what do we have in place to make sure something like that wouldn't fail? So we're going to put this money into it. We want to see it succeed, but what's going to keep something to make sure that we have certain, you know, protections in place. I'm not trying to say that I don't support what's going on, and I don't want to see something like that, but that is an area of concern for me with this kind of ordinance package.
I agree with Tim on that. I think we got two apples and an orange here. I'd really like to see the loft program separated. I fully support the sports and the walking trail, but I think we got three things on here. Two of them are similar, but the loft program, I don't agree with taxpayer money going for inside improvement. I love the facade program, and that is fully paid by the building owners themselves, but we have private money going to a for-profit business. I don't think that that's a good idea. And
maybe I should mention that this program is going to be run through the UEA, which takes tax dollars and invests back in those buildings downtown. It is one of the private buildings in hopes to keep Main Street in better shape. And I don't see this as apples and oranges. I see this investing in our community as a whole. The same way with the Blight program, we're investing dollars towards that is to improve the community as a whole in neighborhoods. We did a low-income housing grant a few years ago that put tax dollars in private homes, trying to improve those homes for those people and improve the neighborhoods. We spend RDC dollars, which is tax dollars, on these same type of infrastructure things. RDC is investing in the NVIN. It's making sure that we spend tax dollars wisely for the future Vincents. I think it's a known fact that if you don't have a Main Street that's growing, you don't have a community that's growing. You'll see that most communities that have fostered Main Street, they're on the downhill slide. We cannot afford to let our Main Street get there. Hopefully, by investing these dollars, it's going to raise the value of those buildings, and we'll be collecting more tax dollars with the investment. This small investment, and with the addition of the building owner's investment. So,
it's not that I'm saying that I'm not for this. I'm completely for this. The type of the funding that I'm looking at, it's an area of concern, and then the fear of, well, we've had it before and it died off, and that's the big fear that I have, seeing that this was something that was very looked forward to. This was something that was pushed and pushed and pushed, and then all of a sudden it wasn't there anymore. And when I look through specifically the plan that we were presented, it gives you action steps, descriptions. I think it was on page 162, and it lays out everything that, like, this is the positive, this is this, but like a specific plan of, okay, how is this plan going to be put into place? Like, it gives us the positive, which is good. I mean, you're trying to sell us on an idea. The questions that I would have is, how are we going to make sure that this is going to be maintained? I guess it's one of those chicken and egg questions that I'm looking at it one way, and I think you're probably looking at it another way. We both agree that in the end, it's a good thing for the city. We're just coming kind of just questioning on, all right, how did that get started? I mean, do you see what I'm saying in that? I'm not trying to say that this isn't important at all. I just do have some concerns of it. I mean, that's it. I mean, not trying to.
Just make a point here, because I was on that committee. Buddy Rogers was in charge of that, and that was in the Mooney administration, and that was in his last year. And then when Baldwin became mayor, he was the one who stopped the program. It didn't fizzle out or anything. Baldwin stopped it because he wanted to work on other things.
That'd be a question too. Like, how do we make sure that, like, this is a program that once you start, that we don't have like another mayor would come in and be like, well, I don't like that.
That very well
could happen. It could happen.
But I know, that's, but like, why, if we're talking about improving these areas, like, is this something that can self-sustain? That's what I'm asking. Like, this isn't something that eventually, like, hey, it depended upon that. It's something that grows into something else. That's what I want to know.
Right. And that's why I've asked the UK to administer this, is because that's kind of a group that will always be a part of the community. Mayors can come and go, but at least that group will be there, trying to make sure that programs continue.
Right.
For the betterment of the community.
No, I mean, I think we're just looking at different angles, but we, you know, I appreciate your opinion on it, and I know that you, yeah, I mean, you're letting me talk about it, so obviously you appreciate that, so I do thank you for that.
I think it should be pointed out, too, we now have organizations like NVIN that will, I think, help promote this, that will continue on beyond administrations. I think that was part of the problem, that sometimes in the past, we start programs and don't promote them, and they kind of fizzle out. But beyond that, I'd also say, look at the Knox County Community Development Corporation strategic plan, because one of the things that they talked about is we have a lack of middle-income housing, and I think this can help address that issue as well. They may be coming up with some other proposals down the road that will seek perhaps some public funding to address that issue. I know there are a lot of communities in the state, I don't want to say a lot, but I know there's some that are specifically addressing middle-income housing, because that's an issue in their communities. They can't recruit workers, because they don't have that middle-income range of housing that they can live in.
If I may, the thing about it is, it's my understanding, when I talked to Chris Hostetler, who was part of the leadership group that put this together, it never really got off the ground, because part of it was the fact that we had an election changeover and all that, and it just kind of, I think, got stalemated. For the most part, it just got kind of shelved, and that was it. The other thing is the fact that when you look at the number of lofts that we could have downtown, and there have been lofts in our downtown that's had over $200,000 invested in that loft, and that's a chunk of taxes for us, as we know. But the other thing is that when we're looking at that $50,000 a year, we are looking, the property owner, depending on the size of the loft, could get anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 with one-for-one match. So if you've got a loft at the largest size, let's say Tony and Natalie Burkhart's, because it's one of the larger lofts, it's completed, but I'm just using that as an example. If Tony came in for $10,000, he's going to have to match at $10,000 plus a whole lot more out of his pocket. So it's just a way to promote our lofts. And I think the other thing is, like Shirley said and like the mayor said, it never really was promoted, because I don't really think it ever got off the ground, to be honest. And I will say that we've already had loft owners come to us. There is an application process, there's criteria you have to meet, and they've already talked to myself and Dan too to say, I want to be involved, I'm in. And they'll be spending a lot more than the total of even $50,000. So it will be a huge investment. I understand your concern, I really do. And I'm not narrow-minding it at all, trust me. But I'm just saying that what they're going to be investing is very minor to the point of what they could get out from the city.
I think
are these lofts going to be for rental or personal?
Actually, a lot of them's personal. They're actually personal. One of them is thinking about downsizing and thinking about living in their building. The other, some of ours are, they're actually living in their building. They own it and they live in it now, and some of them are rentals right now. But I will say that they do a heck of a good job, and they're very particular on who they rent to. So, because that kind of takes a special kind of person to live that way, especially when there's not any garages. I mean, they're either going to have to park, depending on where the loft is, after hours they'd park on the street, or they would park behind it or whatever. So there's a lot of things they you kind of give and take, to be honest, right? But right now it could be a little bit of both. Yes, there is going to be a loft tour. We're going to do another loft tour, as we did a loft tour last year in September, and we only invited property owners downtown that could get a real feel of what's there and what could be there. We had 75 people show up, and we toured five lofts, and people were absolutely amazed. We drive by these buildings every day and have no clue what's behind those windows and what's there. So we're going to do that again this year. The Economic Development Committee of NVIN is going to do another one, but it will be a fundraiser for InVen to reinvest those dollars, and it's going to be $50 a person to come. It'll be, invitation will be sent out, because I will tell you, after we did this, myself, Tony Burkhart, a lot of folks, the mayor, all kinds of people had calls saying, why wasn't I invited? They were ticked because they weren't invited. So we have a list of folks that we want to invite, but there's also people that's been looking at investing buildings downtown that haven't invested in buildings before downtown. So that's an exciting piece too.
I think one of the better things for me to do, I think within the next 2 weeks, if I could just meet with you and kind of pick your brain
sure.
on this, I think that
I'm
would help me kind of understand this about, and I can ask the odd random questions
sure.
there too. So
yes, and because like I said, we have an application, the criteria, it's all there. So I'd be happy to do that.
Thank
I'd be
you.
Happy to meet with any of you on that. Okay? Thank you.
So.
Call for the question.
Bob Brown?
Yes.
Wayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
No.
Shirley Rowe?
Yes.
Ken
no.
Because the program is being administered through the UEA and my involvement with the UEA, I must abstain from this item. However, I'd like to vote yes on the other two items.
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 35-2016 passes by a vote of 4-2.
Make a motion to pay claims in the amount of $423,716.29.
Second.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Westfall, to pay the claims amount of $423,716.29.
Yes.
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 And that passes by a vote of 7-0. Miscellaneous. Do we need to discuss budget here? Dates. We were looking at next week.
Next week.
Our first week of school.
Where's the falls down? The second, third, or fourth. Or usually you guys pick two nights. I mean, we could start later in the evening. Does it need to be, can it be the next week?
We start. Depends what there. Week you're talking about.
Is Wednesday, Thursday good for you?
The week after.
I've got a Wednesday,
Thursday.
You're talking the 10th and 11th?
Is that Wednesday, Thursday?
Yeah.
It's 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We usually start at 4. Can we start at 4 and go to 6
or
9? Well, Brian does. You need 5.
He's a working guy. Let's work around here.
How about 5? How about 5?
Yeah, I 5 work.
Okay.
Wednesday to 10?
5 to midnight, right?
Yeah.
5 o'clock.
It's an 11. It's not the counter. At 5, right?
Okay.
5 to 7 or 8?
5 to 7.
We're going to miss the relay wrap-up meeting.
Yeah, some of them.
Oh, you guys need
to
do
object.
That.
Huh?
You need to do that, too.
I object.
So you're looking at the 10th and 11th.
But both Jim and I have a conflict on the 10th.
Okay.
All right, is that Wednesday? Can we go Tuesday, Thursday then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tuesday, ninth. Thursday looks good. Might give us a break anyway.
Yeah,
okay. 9th and 11th.
9th and 11th at 5?
5 to 7.
Okay.
We'll send you out the times. We'll start at 5 and let you know how late we need to go.
Okay.
So it's the 9th and the 11th.
Boy, it seems early.
For budget hearing. Usually it's the first week of August.
Yeah, it's, I mean, the past couple of years has been.
Yeah, I just started.
Going to school.
It seems that way.
Fun fact, fun field.
First week at school and. I know, and then the rest of the year, smooth sailing, right?
Okay. Nothing else on our miscellaneous, just need a motion to adjourn.
I mean, if we want to do the 10th, too.
Move to adjourn.